Here at the Southern Peanut Farmers Conference, we just had the 2009 Peanut Profitability Award winners presented by Farm Press and Penton Media. The 10th annual award winners, as a matter of fact. With me is Weldon Shook, who is from Texas and from the Southwest region, and a young farmer, as was pointed out on several occasions during the awards presentation. Weldon, why don't you first just tell me a little bit about your operation?
Okay, I have farmed roughly 1,100 acres, mostly cotton, and a big majority of that's dry land. I typically plant around 100 acres of peanuts to rotate my irrigated cotton. Normally, I don't have many grain crops, but we are putting some into the mix, and typically have some type of rye to plant in a cover crop.
Well, as the Profitability Award winner this year from your region, what would you say are some of the things that you do on your operation that help increase your profitability?
Rotation, of course, is the number one key. In any operation, I think rotation, you know, that's invaluable. Water management, I'd have to say, is one of the top. You have to be the utmost best water manager in our area. Our average rainfall is 15 inches, and if you're not there the day it comes, you might miss it. So managing your water, I would say, is one of your major contributions to profit.
Well, and you've been farming just about as long as this award has been taking place here. And tell me a little bit about your yield this past season.
Okay. I had one 30-acre patch that made over 6,000 pounds. That was the best yield I've had since I've been farming peanuts. And the thing about that was, is I didn't say this in my article or in my speech, but those peanuts received a severe hailstorm. We lost the cotton that was right next to it, but good Lord willing, we come out with a really good yield, and on the rest of them, we still averaged over 5,000 pounds, so I was tickled to death.
Well, I would say, just from hearing you talk and seeing your family here, that probably two of the most important things to you besides farming is your family and your faith. How does that help you in your daily operation?
Well, daily, my faith helps me. Of course, I rely on God to get me through, give me the wisdom, and I hope I always glorify Him. But my family is that support they give me. I can't, you know, without that, I wouldn't have a reason and a drive, I don't believe. So how important is that? You can't put a value on that.
We talked a little bit about, too, about the importance of new technology and how these things have helped to increase profitability. Tell me a little bit about that, how that has helped you.
Well, the GPS, since this year I bought a GPS for my tractor. It's a Green Star John Deere, and I don't have any labor, per se. I hire some to help seasonal, but I don't have a full-time hand that works with me all year, so that allowed me to work at night and do some things that I typically was not able to do at night. And I'm able to catch up and do some things and get some stuff done beforehand I was not able to.
And what about research? How has that helped in your operation?
Oh, research, you know, with the new varieties that they're coming out and also staying up on the disease, how important that is to stay on top of that. I rely on research a lot of times to know what to look for in my field, to keep up with what I need to put out, and it's invaluable.
Overall, there's a lot of negatives in just the economy, and especially in agriculture. You're a young guy, you're well-educated, your family's well-educated, your wife. What keeps you positive about being a farmer?
Well, my faith has a lot to do with that, but I think every farmer, whether they wanted to admit it or not, has to be an optimist. I think deep down that drive to make another crop, that to bring a harvest in, I think that's what, deep down, I think you have that drive. And even though things around you may not be always look good, but things can change so fast, and my faith has always brought me through that.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much, and congratulations, Weldon.
Thank you.
I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.